Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you today, Lord God. Moko shaba ade eke odidiriaka. Father, we are grateful that you, the Most High God, joined us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful, Lord God, that you are always with us. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Moko shaba ade eke. Father, we are thankful that you, the Most High God, know our name. You know everything concerning us, Lord. And Father, you said, who can know their errors? So we repent before you for every error, every transgression, every trespass against you, O God. You only have we sinned and done these things in your sight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we say hallelujah, hallelujah to our great and mighty God, the great and mighty King, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're so grateful that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your grace, for your great favor. We thank you, Lord God, for we have on our whole armor today, Lord God, because of favor you gave us, our armor protection, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have on our helmet of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness, our loins are girded about with truth, our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and we have the sword of the Spirit in one hand, the shield of faith in the other, and you are our rear guard. So, Father, today we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. We are grateful that you call us your children, your beloved. In the name of Jesus, we call you our beloved, our friend, a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lord God Almighty in the heaven, to the Lord God Almighty in the earth. We will agree with you. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless you. Have your way, Lord God. Father, we need your guidance every day. Welcome to Wednesday midweek Bible study. We are so glad you joined us today. You are so special to the Lord. You are loved by the Father. And we thank God for each of you all being on with us today. You know, the Father is a great Lord. You know, the alarm clock didn't wake us up. It was Father God. He had us in his plan today, so that's why we woke up. He woke us up. Wasn't the alarm clock. So I thank God for each of you that today joining us, coming on Wednesday midweek Bible study to study the Word of God with us. And we are grateful that you joined us. We are so grateful that the Most High God is the supreme ruler. He is our God. He is our King. He is our Lord. He is the one who loves us. You know he loves us so much that he gave Jesus. Oh, yeah, he thinks about us continuously. His thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. Can you imagine? More than we can't even count the grains of sand. Psalms 139:17 talks about how much God loves us. how much he think about us. In Revelation 1:3, it says, blessed is the one who reads aloud the word of prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take heart to what is written in it, because the time is near. Come, let us adore him. Let us bow down before him. Let us worship the Almighty Father, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We come to worship him. We come to praise him. We come to honor him today. So, Father, we are so grateful that we can call upon your mighty name. We could call upon your holy name. We could say, Abba, Father. And before we call, you've already answered. What a great Father you are. You are loyal. You are faithful. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. We bless your name today. We honor you. You are faithful. Help us to be faithful to you like you are to us, oh God. Father, we repent before you because we don't know all of our errors. We don't know things we might have done against you, against your will. Oh, God, forgive us, Lord God, creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal us of our soul's diseases. Forgive us for sins known, sins unknown, sins of omission, sins of commission. Forgive us, Lord. Lord, we need that clean heart. We need our hearts cleansed so that we might serve you better, so we might love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And we agree with your plan for our lives. We are so grateful that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy holy great name. Well, good afternoon again. We're so grateful you joined us. You know the Lord loves you so much. You know he loves you. But he didn't just leave it at that. He commanded us to love him back. He said we're to love him too with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And guess what? He didn't leave human beings out. He said, then you love her. You love him like you love yourself. And don't forget, yeah, he's the mighty God. And you know what he said, that he's holy? He said, be holy like him. Yeah, he gave us some commandments to follow. So I thank God it's time to worship, praise the Almighty King today. We have with us Minister Lanny McBride. She is from Jackson, Mississippi, and we have a surprise psalmist for us today. He's going to be singing and playing a song or two of to the Lord, so we are grateful. But right now, we're going to call on Minister Lanny McBride from Jackson, Mississippi, to sing a song of praise unto the Lord. Good afternoon, Sister McBride. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Sister G. How you doing and everybody else? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I call this old school and absolutely necessary to be reminded. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. Save me. Ooh. One day when I was lost, he died. Oh, I own the cross. I know it was the blood. For me, oh Lord, stay with me all night long. Oh, stay with me all night long. Stay with me all night long. For you and me, oh Lord. One day when I was lost, Jesus died out on Calvary's cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Hallelujah. Well, he never said a marveling word. He never said a marveling word. He never said a marveling word. All because of you and me. Oh, Lord. Oh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died. Thank you, Jesus, on Capitol Cross. I know it was the blood that saved me. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen, he's coming. He's coming back again. Oh, he's coming back again. Are you ready? 'Cause he's coming back again for you and me. Oh, one day I was lost. This Jesus died, so God upon the cross, oh, I know it was the blood saved me. One more thing. Where will you go back with him? Are you ready to go back with him? Are you getting ready to go back with him? When he comes again, ooh, one day when I was lost, Jesus died. He died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood.
Hallelujah, Lord. Saved by the blood of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen.
We know it was the blood. Hallelujah, the cleansing power of the blood. Amen. Beautiful Sister Lanny McBride, we appreciate you. We thank God for you. We love you. We thank God that
amen.
He has given you the gift of song and praise unto him. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Well, I told you we have a surprise guest today. We have Pastor Luke. He is from Jacksonville, Florida, a mighty man of God. He is the
praise the
praise worship leader at Crepa Church in Jacksonville, Florida. We thank God for him. Good afternoon, Pastor Luke. How are you?
I'm on victory side. I'm doing really good. Amen.
Amen. What are you going to play today?
Okay. I'll just flow. I appreciate that song, and it was the blood. Amen. It's where we get our power from. I just thank God. Amen. For the blood of Jesus. Amen. I thank God for that song. Amen. And my family's
amen.
From Mississippi, too, now. Amen. So I just thank God for being here today. Amen.
You heard that, Minister Lanny?
Yes, I did. Praise the Lord.
Okay, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I just flow a little bit and just, I have
a
track from a song that I wrote.
Okay.
But I start with a worship prayer.
For all the things you've done for
me, Lord. No one can worship you for me. Give my
worship,
all of my worship, give me my worship, all of my worship, give my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship, and I will not be silent. I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. No, 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 I will not be silent. I will not be silent. I will always worship you. And as long as I'm breathing, as long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. Give my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship, give my worship, all of my worship, receive my worship, all of my worship. Hallelujah.
The Bible says that our God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Amen. He's able to supersize everything that you're praying about. He's able to do even more than you're expecting. Amen. So our God, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, but it's according to the power that's on the inside of you. How many got power on the inside? Amen. God is able
amen.
To.
Amen.
Even that faith project that you have today, put that thing out there. God is able to do it. As a matter of fact, the song says he can do anything. Amen. It's a little song that I wrote. I have a track to it. Sing a little bit of it.
Exceeding abundantly above all we ask of thanks, that's what he's able to do. Exceeding abundantly above all we ask of thanks, that's what he's able to do. So what can I think of God or imagine that I cannot have? God is able to do the impossible. Oh, yes, he is. For his ways are far above my ways, thoughts above my own. Anything I can imagine, I can have from alone. Exceeding above everything we ask of him, God is able to do. He can do anything. He can do anything, but he will. say anything. God can do anything. Yes, he can. Anything but self. According to the power that's working on the inside of me today. Come on, whatever you need today. Exceeding abundantly. Above all we ask of faith. God is able to do.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Awesome.
Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yep.
Amen.
We are worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy of our praise. And God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think of him. He is almighty. Yes. So we thank God for the
yes.
Almighty. We thank you so much, Pastor Luke, for those beautiful songs.
Oh,
thank God for you taking time to your schedule to come be with us today. We appreciate you so much, man of God. Thank God for you. Well, we're moving right along. We have
Amen.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, no, I appreciate you. Praise God. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, we have Minister Glory Dean Charlo on with us. She is from Marrero, Louisiana, and she's going to give us a song of praise this afternoon. How you doing, Sister Glory Dean?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, and I'm enjoying so much what I'm hearing. It's very good. It's song. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. What are you going to sing?
I'm gonna sing this song, but I don't have my music. I won't have the organ or nothing because they're working in my living room.
That's
right.
Okay.
All right, yep, I'll sing
it's
without
okay.
the music.
You just go right ahead and sing.
All right. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from the sunshine, or the skies may turn to gray. I don't worry over the future, for I know what Jesus said. And today I walk beside him, for he knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't see to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Every step is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter, every cloud is silver line. There the sun is always shining. There's no fear, tear will dim the eye at the ending of the rainbow, where the mountains touch the sky. Many things about tomorrow I don't see to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I don't know about tomorrow. It may bring me poverty, but the one who feeds the sparrow, the one who stands by me, and the path that be my portion, maybe through the flame of flood, but his presence goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood. Oh, it's many things about tomorrow I don't see to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Oh, things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, But I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo, that was awesome.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. That was beautiful. Yeah, we don't know about tomorrow, the next day, the next day, but we know who holds tomorrow in his hand. God holds tomorrow in his hand. He held today in his hand, too. So we thank God for each of you tonight, this afternoon. Thank God for what he's doing in our lives. Thank God for all the psalms that was sang today. We appreciate each one of you. I know it was the blood. Yeah, you know it was the blood, the precious, powerful blood of Jesus. There's healing in the blood. Yeah, there's blood, the innocent blood that he shed for us. So we thank God for the blood. You know, he's worthy to be worshipped. He's worthy. No one can worship God for us. We got to worship him for ourselves. And I thank God for Pastor Luke's song that he created, he wrote. God downloaded in him exceeding abundantly. Exceedingly abundantly. Amen. And we don't know about tomorrow, but we certainly know who holds tomorrow in his hand. He's always faithful. Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God, he's faithful to us. Yes, he is. Jehovah El Elyon, he's the Most High God. He is our creator. And he is omnipotent, most powerful. He is omnipresent. He's over there with you, over here with me. He's all over the world and every continent. So we can praise and thank him. You know, we could thank him in the car. We could thank him in the grocery store. We could thank him in our house, in our neighborhood, in the car, everywhere. We can praise him.
Omnipresent.
Oh, I thank God. Get your Bibles ready. It is Bible scripture time. Get your Bibles ready. Get your Bibles ready. All right, we're going to be doing a little bit of review here over some things that we have been learning for the last year or so. So I need somebody to tell me who the major prophets are. Who are the major prophets? Who can name them? The major prophets. You know, we got minor prophets. We got major prophets. We got the books of law, books of history. So I want to know who are the major prophets. Who can tell me? State your name and say it.
Oh, Lord. This is Rhonda Carlton.
Okay, Ron.
There are five books. Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, and Isaiah. Wait a minute, is it?
Amen. You got it right. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel. Good job. Amen. Amen. So we thank God. All right. Who could tell me the books of the law? We're going to be studying in Genesis, which is the first book of law. What are the books of law? Hello?
We here?
Books of law. Somebody know them. Anybody, everybody know them.
The book, this is Come Sister on, Lainey. This is Sister Lainey.
Okay.
The books of law are the Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Good job. Amen, amen. All right, who can name the four Gospels? The four Gospels. I gave you a clue. It's four of them. Who can name them?
Gloria Dean.
Four Gospels. Okay.
Gloria Dean. Matthew, Mark, Luke,
Go
and
ahead.
John. That's the four Gospels.
Amen.
Matthew, Mark,
yes,
Luke,
ma'am.
And John.
That's it. Excellent job. Thank you. All right. Which of these is a book of prophecy? So listen to these three books of the Bible. Which one is the book of prophecy? John, Revelation, Romans. Which one is the book of prophecy?
Revelation.
State your name and the answer. You can't ask the question. You got to tell the answer.
Okay, this is Rhonda. I'm saying the book of Revelation.
Amen. Good job. All right. Which of these is not a book of poetry? Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Hebrews, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. Which of those is not a book of poetry? State your name. Tell us.
Rhonda. And that would be Job.
Nope. Good try. Who else? I'm a helper, y'all.
Sister Laney. Sister Laney. That's Hebrew. Hebrew.
Good job.
That's below.
The books of poetry are, yeah,
that's
begin
right.
with Job, but that's okay. We're learning today. So,
amen.
We're moving right along. It is now homework time. Yay, homework. So, Rhonda is going to do the
yes,
honors first. She has Genesis 42, verses 1 through 9. Genesis 42, verses 1 through 9.
The first thing I'm going to start off with, it is so important for elders to speak, because when they speak, things change. And it took Jacob to
Can you turn your Can you turn your phone up a little bit?
Oh, sorry. It took Jacob, father, the elder of the house, to say, what you looking at each other for? Isn't there food in Egypt? You guys have to go down there. So 10 out of the 12 had to go and get grain for the household. The 10 of the 12 was Joseph's son, Jacob's son. And the only reason why it was 10 of the 12, because one was deceased no more, and the other one, the father refused to release him into the hands of his brothers because he didn't want any calamity to come upon him in his old age. So the 10 of the 12 went down. And when they came before the governor automatically recognized who they were. But they did not know, because when they stepped before him, they bowed before him. And Joseph began to remember the dream that he had concerning the brothers bowing to him. So Joseph looked at them and he began to speak, but he was so inundated with the customs of Egypt that they didn't know him. They didn't know him because he had risen to a power that they didn't expect of him. They didn't even expect him to be alive, but he had risen to a power that was beyond any of their thinkings, because it wasn't meant for them to be a part of that Egypt custom. So interpreters spoke to him and spoke to them roughly. And they began to say, no, sir, we are not here to be spies, but we are here for grain. And that's where my story ends.
All right. Thank you. Yes. They said, we are 10 brothers. One of them, they thought he was no more. They thought he was dead, but he was yet alive. He was the governor of Egypt. So, yeah, thank you so much. That was awesome, Rhonda. Thank you very much. All right. Well, Sister Mary Nichols is not here today. Anybody want to do her verses, 10 through 18? Genesis 42, 10 through 18. Anybody want to cover those?
18.
Hello?
I will, because this is Rhonda again.
Okay.
The thing about the brothers coming before him and bowing, that dream, that vision came back to Joseph. And he had to take them through a series of tests. But this one, since they were spies, they were put in jail for a period of time. For 3 days. And the youngest of them, you know, they was like, do you have any more brothers? And he was like, we have one that is deceased, and then we have another one that our fathers refused to let go. He's back home with our father. So Joseph just, he tried them in this period, and they still did not know him, but he knew who they were. That's where that's the story.
All right. Thank you so much. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay. We got Sister Gloria Dean. We got Genesis 42:19-26.
Yeah, he didn't, Joseph wants to make sure that they were telling the truth. So he said, we're going to let one of your brethren be bound in the house of your prison. Go ye, carry corn for the payment of your houses. And he also said, but bring your, he wants to make sure that they were telling the truth. He said, but bring your youngest brother to me. He said, and ye shall not die, but he said, bring your younger brother, and you shall not die. Let me see if I got that right. He said, and you shall not die, and they did so. And they said one to another, well, in the 21st verse, he said, we are really guilty concerning our brother. That was Simeon. He was angry in his soul when he told him what he did with Joseph. Yes, Samuel, Reuben really was angry because he told him don't do anything against the brother, their brother. And because Reuben had in mind that later on they would bring Benjamin back to his father. So he's very upset. So Reuben told him, I told you it was a sin against Joseph, but you did not listen. Now the blood is on you. And he came on, and they did not know that Joseph understood. See, they didn't know that Joseph understood what they were saying because he had an interpreter. But he listened to him. But anyway, and Joseph turned from them because he wept. He was so happy to see his brothers, but he couldn't tell them anything, but he cried, you know, to himself. Then he dried up the tears, and he turned around, and he said to him again, he said, take Simeon right in front of them. Now take Simeon, put him in jail, bound him up. He did all this before their eyes. You know, they hated to see that, you know, and because of what had happened. And Joseph commanded the interpreter to feel, you know, fill the bags because it's time for them to leave. And Joseph and the interpreter, Joseph told the interpreter to fill the sacks with and restore every man's money back into their sacks, all them in their sacks, and to give them money on their provision for their way on the way back. And the Lord, and they filled up, put things in, on the donkey, and they reloaded the donkey with the corn and the and they went on and departed. Praise God. That's the part that I had. Praise God.
All right. Thank you, Sister Gloria Dean. Well, Brother Brian let me know that he wasn't going to be able to be on today, so I took his part, Genesis 42:27-31. And his says that Jacob's sons had given the governor, Joseph, money to purchase food for their families. And on their return back to their home, they discovered that the money was in their backpacks, you know, on their animals. And, oh, my God, they were so alarmed. Whew, they got afraid, and they wondered if God was punishing them for what they had done to Joseph years ago. So they began to feel guilty. And when, you know, when he was a boy, they sold him to the Egyptians when he was just 17. And they put, you know, blood from an animal on his coat that his father had made for him. And they told his father that he was eaten by a wild animal. But when they got back to Canaan, their home, they told their father what happened and how Joseph, they still didn't know who he was, how Joseph accused them of being spies. But they told him, We're true men of God. We're not spies. So I thank God for that part. Let's see. Next is Sister Vivian. She has Genesis 42:32-38.
Sister Vivian, you there? She's on, but I can't really hear. Vivian? Can y'all hear me?
No.
Hello?
I hear you. We can hear you.
Oh, okay. Sister Vivian, can you hear us? All right. So anybody want to do her part, Genesis 42, 32 through 38?
32.
Okay. Vivian?
I'll be right back. Go ahead.
Okay, we're going to skip her part. And Sister Talana, would you go ahead and do your part? She'll come back in a minute. Genesis 43, 1 through 10, Sister Talana.
Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me okay? Okay.
Yes.
I had Genesis 43, 1 through 10, and of course I try to look up the reason why he held Simeon. Simeon, I looked up that Simeon and Levi, his son, Simeon and Levi were the brothers. Levi was the younger brother, and they were the two that went in and killed the Shechems when we were reading back further in the gospel because of what happened to Dinah. And so he held Simeon. But what I gathered is my notes, it said Jacob and his sons could not get relief from the famine. He wanted his sons to go back to Egypt, and neither of them could see God's overall plan to reunite them with Joseph or even give them food from Egypt's storage. It said, I prayed for relief from suffering and pressure and felt as if God was not answering me as quick as I would like it. Yet I still trust, as Daniel did, even if he don't, I know he can. So I endure the test and pass to manifest my testimony, just as Joseph did. In the midst of Joseph's trials and tests of life, I'll call it, God opened up the treasures of heaven and poured him out and his family a blessing that truly we read and can see it worked out for Joseph's good. In conclusion, Judah did not know what to expect when he took Benjamin and pled with Jacob that he would be completely responsible and do his due diligence in the situation. Because of Judah taking responsibility, when he spoke up, Joseph revealed himself to his brothers as Judah spoke honestly about his commitment to his father. This scenario teaches us that when we accept responsibility for some actions, even when it may be difficult, we can see that the character and confidence will gain respect of others and allow us to be motivated to complete our assignments on this journey of life. People will see the light of the Lord in our lives, and the reflection of honesty, integrity, and confidence in his word is real, and Jesus is alive because he lives in each of us. That's my summary, and I wrote down from 43:1-10.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you, Sister Shalana.
Amen.
Sister Vivian, are you back yet? All right, next is Sister Marion. She had Genesis 43:11-20. Hi, Sister Marion.
Hi. You had gave me Genesis 1-9. That's what was on my text. Yes. But you wanted 11 through what now?
Genesis 43:11-20. But what we'll do, you go ahead and do the one that you did, and then we'll take care of that later. Go ahead and do the one you did already.
If you just give me a minute, I'll look through 11 through, you said 11 through 20?
Uh-huh. But okay, I'll come back to you.
Okay.
All right, Sister Lanny. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Sister Vivian,
hold on one second. Okay. All right, so Sister Vivian, go ahead, do yours, and then Sister Miriam, if she's ready, and then Sister Lanny after that. Thank you all so much. All right, go ahead, Sister Vivian.
Okay, what is mine now?
Well, yeah, Genesis 42 through 38.
Okay. 32 through 38. All right. Huh. Okay, let me see over here.
All right, you want us to come back to you?
I got it right here.
Okay, good. Just
32.
Give a brief summary of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, 32 through 38. So Jacob's sons began to tell who they were. The youngest with their father in Canaan. So let's see what I wrote down. 32 through 38. That's in 42. Okay. And so Joseph that's up there where they feel. Okay, let's go to Jacob. So Joseph didn't take their money. They asked, "What is this they have done unto us?"
Okay, start at
so
verse,
when,
start at verse 32. Where it says, "Yeah, where it says the 12 brethren and the sons of the father."
Uh huh.
Verse 32. You can start there. Mhm.
Is this and okay? He said to them, and the man, the lord of the country, said unto us, "Hereby shall I know that you are true. You leave." He told them to leave one of his brethren with him. This is what Joseph told him, and said, "Go back to your house and get your younger brother and bring him unto me." And he told them, says, "For surety, I will not harm you." So he put food and stuff in their sack, and they went home with bundles of food and money, and saw their father. So, and they were afraid because they didn't know what the father was going to say at this point. So Jacob, their father, said unto them, "You have bereaved my children, Joseph." And he said, "If you take Benjamin away," he said, "then you take away another one of my sons." So he was sorrowful that they were going to take Reuben away. So, and he said, so when they went back to Joseph, and Joseph saw them coming, Joseph told his company to kill and make ready so that they could dine in big style. Joseph had a plan, a big dinner for his brothers, and so Joseph his entourage went and killed, and they had a big dinner fixed, and Joseph sat down with his brothers. And they dined together, and no mischief befell them, because Joseph had gotten old and gray and hairy, he was sorrow to the grave. It was almost time for him to die, and he didn't want to see his younger son lost. But Joseph didn't. So Joseph went to himself, and he cried again. This was the second time he cried, because he didn't want to let them know who he was. But finally, when he had the supper done for them, he let them know who he was. Amen.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Vivian. All right.
Okay.
Sister Marion, you have 43:11-20. You ready?
Yes. Okay.
In these verses,
can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me? Okay. In these verses, the Father
And these verses, their father Israel said to them that if it had to be so, then let them go. Take some of the best fruits that they had in the land in their vessels and carry a present for the man, which is Joseph, a little balm and a little honey, spices and myrrh. Take double the money. They would take double money in their hands, money to pay for what they were going to get and the money that were in their sacks when they came back the first time. And he told them, take your brother also and go back to the man. May God Almighty have mercy on you. When they got back, if Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the steward of his house, go take them to his house and slaughter an animal and make ready for these men to dine with him. Then they saw that the man did as Joseph had ordered and brought them into Joseph's house. Now the men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house, and they said, it is because of the money that they received the last time by mistake, they thought, which was returned in their sack the first time, that they are brought in so that they may make a case against them and seize them and take us as slaves with our donkeys. When they drew near to the steward of Joseph's house, they talked with him at the door of the house and said, oh, sir, we indeed came down the first time to buy food, because he thought that Joseph was going to slaughter them because he had them to go to his house, and they were afraid. That's it.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, Sister Laney, you had Genesis 43, 21 through 34.
Yes, ma'am. Starting at verse 21. The brothers are now at Joseph's house, and they were telling his servant the problem that they had, because with the grain, they had the grain and they had their money in the bag, and they were kind of defending themselves. We weren't trying to cheat you or anything. We don't know how the money got there. And the servant says, it's okay. It's all right, because the servant knew Joseph had asked them to put the money into their bag when they left. So he told them not to worry about it. And he gave God the glory and said to God, if you worship, put the money in there. And because of that, your payment is in full. The servant then took them to Joseph's house, into the house, gave them water to wash their feet, took care of their donkeys. The brothers brought their gifts ready to give to Joseph at noon, since they had heard they were going to be eating there. When Joseph came home, they gave him the gift they had brought and bowed down to worship him. Well, they bowed down before him. And after Joseph had asked how they were, he inquired about the father, if he's still alive, if he's well. And they bowed to him again after they responded that the father was alive and well. Joseph looked around and saw his brother Benjamin, and it really touched his heart. He made a comment, this must be your youngest brother. And he spoke a word, God bless you, my son. That's a huge right there. And because of his love for his brother, he rushed out of the room and cried, cried many tears concerning the pain that this separation from his family earlier had brought. As somebody mentioned earlier, he cried again and he cried again. And after washing his face and returning, he got himself under control, and they served the meal. Joseph was served by himself. The brother served another table, another area. The Egyptians sat at yet another table because Egyptians felt it was disgusting to eat with Hebrews. To Joseph's surprise, the brother's surprise, Joseph had them all seated in chronological order from the oldest to the youngest. They were served food from Joseph's table, but Benjamin was given five times as much as each of the others. So Joseph's brothers ate and drank with him, and they all had a good time. That's it.
Amen. You guys did an awesome job. I thank God for you all studying and reading and giving your summary. Yeah, you all did great. So I thank God for you all. So next week, we're on chapter 44 of Genesis. Woo! We almost, It's 50 chapters, so we got about six more after that. Genesis 44, and read that. I'll text it to you, of course. I usually try to text you so you can listen to it. So every day I listen and read, or read and listen, or both, or one or the other, so that I can get the gist of the story and the whole story and what was going on to understand it. So I thank God for you all searching the word out. Amen. So for next week, as I said, Genesis 44, 1 through 34, I'll text you the assignment. Also, part of your homework, pray for abortion to stop worldwide. They're killing babies all over the world, killing babies in the womb, babies that can't speak, can't say nothing, can't do anything for themselves. So that's abomination. When abominations come, God is very angry. He don't want innocent bloodshed. So pray for abortions to stop all over the world. Pray for our leaders of America and the leaders of our churches. So do that every day. And I'm going to tell you all the lesson for this week. I'm going to mute the lines, and I'll unmute them again when I finish. But the topic for this week is, when your haters meet the future you, will you forgive them? When your haters meet the future you, will you forgive them? So, you know, we're all headed to a future, and we're changing every day. You know, we're not the same as we were yesterday, because God is doing a mighty work in all of us, and we're changing every day. If you look in the mirror now, you may look the same, or you may see, like I was looking in the mirror last night, I said, ooh, I see I got hairs on my face. I ain't have those the other day on there. And I got this, you know, it's going on, and that's going on. So we're changing every day, whether we know it or not. So the title is, when your haters meet you in the future, will you forgive them? God has a plan for each of us. Now, you know what that plan, it's a journey. And on that journey, there are roadblocks, there are obstacles, there are mountains, there are valleys, there are giants, there are lions in the den with you, there are fiery furnace experiences. You may have been sold into slavery, experienced betrayal by your family, your friends, even a prison experience. So all of these may not be part of your journey, but some of it may be. Many times we are aware that God is ordering our steps. I mean, like that song says, God order my steps. He's ordering our steps every day. We don't even know it. Sometimes, you know, you don't know that God is ordering your steps, but he is. Joseph didn't know God was ordering his steps, but he was ordering Joseph's steps. And the word of God says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So because we are God's people, you think you're doing all these things on your own. No, no. He's ordering our steps. So many people think that, you know, God wouldn't do this or he wouldn't do that. But when you read about Job, look at what God did. He had a conversation with the devil. Did God have a conversation with the devil about you yet? Oh, it's coming. Satan asked. He asked Satan, he said, where you going? He said, I'm going to and fro in the earth. And he said, have you considered my servant Job? God allowed Job to go. He allowed it. Allowed Job to go through many things. His wife told him to curse God and die. Job's friends accused him of doing something wrong. They told him, you must have sinned. Search your soul. You had to sin. And so they felt that Job had done something wrong. That's why he was going through all these calamities, all these hardships, even causing great damage and distress and disaster, you know, to Job. Job went through horrendous things, horrifying things. But guess what? He still praised the Lord. He didn't deny the Lord. He said, can I receive good as well as evil at the hands of God? We'll call Job's haters his wife and his friends. And they ain't truly hating, but they just didn't truly understand what he was going through. So in our story today about Joseph's life, we see that God gave Joseph a glimpse of his future by showing in dreams what was going to happen. Joseph had no idea what was about to happen in his life. His brothers hated him because of his dream. In Genesis 37:17-9, Joseph's dream was about binding sheaves in the field, and his sheaves arose and stood upright, and his brothers' sheaves stood up around him and made onions and bowed down to Joseph's sheaf. That was dream one. Now, in dream two, he dreamed that the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obedience to him. And Joseph told his father and his brothers about the dream, and his father rebuked him. He's like, what you mean? But, I mean, you can't help what you dream. God gives us dreams. Sometimes the devil do, but God gives us. You can't help what you dream. All he was doing was just telling them, this is what I dream. But they go like, what you mean? We're going to give obedience, omniscience to you, bow down before you? But guess what? That dream came true later. Did you ever get rebuked? His father rebuked him. You ever get rebuked for something you didn't do? Maybe your parents accused you of something and your sister, your brother did it. Or maybe, you know, you told them about a dream, or you told them about something you wanted, and they go like, they rebuked you for it. Well, Joseph's father rebuked him, and he expressed sharp disappointment, criticized him concerning the dream. Even before Joseph began to dream, his brothers hated him. Why? Because his father, Israel, showed more love to Joseph. And he bought him a coat of many colors. So he was his favorite son. You remember Joseph's father? He loved Joseph's mother, Rachel. He loved her. He got tricked. Because he was a trickster, remember? So, anyway, you know the story. We've been doing these stories since last year sometime. So, with Joseph's father, he loved him. Now, you know, you got to be careful as parents and grandparents. If you buy one a shirt, buy all of them a shirt. You can't do for one and don't do for the other. It's your birthday. You know, now that's a little bit different. Everybody wants their birthday to be something special. So you may buy him something, but not just up out the blue. Say, look here, I bought you something, but I ain't buy her nothing, or I ain't buy him nothing. Because, you know, children know that you favor them. And when I taught school, the children said, Miss Gannon, am I your favorite? I said, yep. Am I your favorite? I said, all y'all my favorite. I love all y'all. Now, you know, you can't help but feel closer to some than you do to others. But you don't want to show that to bring hate forth. Have you ever felt that your parents, your father, your mother loved your sisters, your brothers more than they loved you? And maybe they did something special for them but not for you. How did that make you feel? So can you imagine how Joseph's brothers felt? They were jealous. They were angry. If my parents showed partiality, I would probably be jealous, be angry. And they hated Joseph. So you may feel hatred. We're human. We ain't got our glorified body on yet. So we have these feelings. You know, we may deny them. We go like, no, I'm a child of God. I don't feel jealous. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, I'm a child of God. I don't get angry. Yes, you do. But what we do is we cast them down. We say, Lord, remove that jealousy from me. I don't want to be jealous of the Joneses. No, just because they got a fine house and a fine car, I don't want to be jealous of them. Maybe they deserve it, but Lord, no, remove jealousy. Remove anger from me. Remove hatred from me. All right. Did you do mean things to somebody, your brother, your sister, because you felt your parents loved them more, or your classmates because you felt your teacher loved them more? Did you murder them with your mouth, with your thoughts? Did you do cruel, mean things to them? Did you set them up with evil plans? Joseph's brother wanted to kill him. Can you imagine God's hand was upon Joseph, yet he still had to go through trials? God's hand is upon us.
But we still got to go through trials. It don't mean he don't love us. So I want to read something to you. This is in James. And I'm going to read it in God's Word for each day, this Bible. It's in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. And it reads, "My brothers and sisters, be very happy when you are tested in different ways. You know that such testing of your faith produces endurance. Endure until the test is over. Then you will be mature and complete, and you won't need anything." Now, I know it. I don't want to need anything. So we got to endure. But notice Joseph now. He endured a lot. But notice his attitude through the whole thing. His attitude was so good. His brothers hated him because he was his father's favorite son. They were jealous of him concerning his dreams. You know, Joseph's gift from God, that was a gift from God. And you know, he got that. That was like one of the first gifts that was noted that he got, was the gift of dreams. Now, his brothers wanted to kill him, but Reuben, the one brother, he said, no, we don't want to kill him. We don't want the blood on our hands. So instead of killing him, because they were jealous, they put him in a pit and they sold him to the Egyptians. You know, he was falsely accused. He didn't do anything. Joseph was innocent. And he was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife of sexual harassment. That's what we call it today anyway. He was put in prison. He was forgotten in prison even after he requested favor from the chief butler and the chief baker. Remember in our story last week? Finally, his season ended. Woo! His season ended. Guess what? Our season is going to end for these trials one day. And favor of the Lord came upon Joseph. He got favor of the Lord. Oh, my God. The Lord came in a greater way to Joseph than ever before. Joseph forgave his past haters in his future life. You know, when his brothers came to see him, the father said, "What y'all still doing here? Y'all better go get some food for us. What's wrong with y'all? Sitting around talking to each other, shooting the breeze, as they say. Come on now. You got to go get food." So then, you know, they went and to get the food. Now, Joseph have come into a new season. And in your life, you're going to come into a new season, and you'll have great favor in your life. It may be your season right now. Maybe the trials are beginning to end, and will you forgive your haters in this time? Because you've changed. Joseph's haters started when he was a child. He was very young. They hated him. You might say, "Sister G, I didn't know I had to come into a greater favor with God and with man." Oh, yeah. Yes, you have. Jeremiah 29:11. So you're going to come into a greater favor in your life. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Jeremiah 29. So now, you know, we can count our blessings because, you know, the song says, "Count your many blessings, name them one by one." One of the blessings, number one, is people, many people died in 2020 and 2021. So we're yet alive. We could count our blessings, say, "Thank you, Lord, that we are yet alive." Blessing number two, you can hear, you can see, you can think, you can walk, and probably you can run. Maybe a mile, two or three. You live in a building. Food, clothes, necessities of life are yours. You know, these are blessing number four. Yep. Did you take them today? Did you take your blessings, your benefits today? God load us up with benefits every day. Psalm 68:19. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." So we have everything we need. We may not have some desires that we want,
Maybe you want a Rolls Royce, but just keep waiting. It ain't, may not be here yet. Maybe you're driving it already. Probably Brother Brian, he probably driving that Rolls Royce. But right now, you know, we got to wait. And maybe this is our season. And then Psalms 91, it says, we can spend time in the presence of the Lord, and he is our refuge, our fortress, a very present help in time of trouble. I'm telling you, he rescued us from the coronavirus. They say another virus is coming up, but guess what? We already under the shadow of his almighty hand. He said the arrows may fly by day, by noon, by night, but no harm is going to come near us. So we can surely add more benefits, more blessings. Daily blessings come to us, weekly blessings, monthly blessings, year blessings, yearly blessings. This year alone, we have had an abundance of blessings. I mean, there are people in countries who died from the coronavirus. And even, you know, in Miami recently, somebody, you know, a lot of families, children, and they collapsed. When the building collapsed, the building fell on them. They didn't have prior warning. So this year alone, we have had an abundance of blessings. The enemy uses our haters against us, you know, knowing that, the enemy knows what to do, how to use other people against us. So when our past haters meet us now, can we forgive them? Yeah, we got some past haters. Even in the church sometimes you've had past haters. Even on your job, even in your own family, you've had past haters. But now that you have come a long, I don't know about you, but I've come a long way. When I tell you I've come a long way, I used to hold resentment, bitterness in my heart, and guess what? It was killing me. I was getting sicker by the day, sick, physically ill. I had to forgive. I had to learn to forgive. I was brought up in a family where we held grudges. Yeah. Somebody looked at us cross-eyed. We said, we're going to look at them cross-eyed too. We ain't going to speak to them next week. Mm-mm. So the Lord said, we are commanded to love ourselves, love him. Love him, love ourselves, and love our neighbors like we love ourselves. God will not forgive us if we don't forgive other people who wronged us. And you know what we do? Sometimes we have haters. But we got to remember, you know, we got to forgive our haters. We got to forgive those who say all manner of evil against us and, use us falsely, say false things about us. We got to forgive them. The Word of God in Matthew 5:11 says, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and say falsely all kinds of evil against you for his name's sake, not for us. So I want to pray this prayer over us today. It's called, hold on one second, I'm just about there. Here it is right here. So I want to pray this prayer over us. It's called Letting Go of Resentment and Bitterness. Now I'm telling you, I had to read these because I had to let go. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, life seems so unjust, so unfair, the pain of rejection is almost more than we can bear. Our past relationships have ended in strife, anger, rejection, resentment, and bitterness. Father, help us to let go of all bitterness and resentment. You are the one who binds up and heals the brokenhearted. We receive your anointing that breaks and destroys every yoke of bondage. We receive emotional healing by faith, according to your word, Isaiah 53:5, and with his stripes we are healed. We thank you for giving us the grace to stand firm until the process is complete. Thank you, Father, for being our wise counselor. We acknowledge the Holy Spirit as our wonderful counselor. Thank you for helping us work out our salvation with fear and trembling. For it is you, Father, God, who works in us to do, it is you, Father God, who works in us to will and to act according to your good purpose. In the name of Jesus, we choose to forgive those who have wronged us. We choose to live life, a life of forgiveness, because you have forgiven us. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we get rid of all resentment, bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, along with every form of malice. We desire to be kind and passionate to others, forgiving them just as Christ, you forgave us. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. For we know that without holiness, we cannot see you, O God. We choose to see to it that we do not miss our grace, and that roots of resentment and bitterness grow up within us to cause trouble. We will watch and pray that we do not enter into temptation or cause others to stumble. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you watch over your word to perform it, and that whom the Son has set free is free indeed. We declare that we have overcome resentment and bitterness by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the word of our testimony. Amen. All right, I'm going to unmute the phone so you can respond however, you know, whatever you want to do. You can respond or you can just listen to the other responders. So I'm unmuting lines right now. I thank God for each of you coming on today. You all are a great blessing in my life. I do my best to pray for each one of you daily. Most of the time I pray for you as a group. But, you know, sometimes we have specific things that we need prayer for, and I do that as well. So I thank God for you all. So anyone, or I have one little testimony right here. Yesterday I was at, I call it a marketplace experience. And I went to Fresh Market grocery store near where I live, and there was a man at the door, and he was sitting on the sidewalk. He wasn't really at the door. He was sitting on the sidewalk near the door, and he asked if I could give him $2, and I said, I don't have any cash, and I went inside, and then I thought to myself, I said, well, maybe he's hungry. So I went back outside, and I said, sir, are you hungry? Can I buy a meal for you? He said, no, I'm not hungry. So I went back in. I was going to buy a meal for him at the deli. He said, no, he wasn't hungry. So I didn't want to give him $2. I didn't know if he wanted to use them for drugs or what. So I went back in and finished doing what I was doing. But, you know, we got a work to do for the Lord. You don't ever know who you entertain. You may entertain strangers unaware. So when the man said he wasn't hungry, I said, okay, well, I did what I knew to do. So I did, you know, as I was led, the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord. So I felt the Lord order my steps to go back out there and ask him if he was hungry. So anybody want to respond to the message, or you want to add anything or say anything?
Yes, this is Rhonda. Just in your reading, and I know we are distant as far as cousins, but the same thing that you dealt with is something that I still dealt with and that I am coming through. So the message that you gave today, it was needed, and I value everything that has taken place today, because in this time of 2020-2021, it has been turmoil on every hand, and no one has been able to escape what's taking place in the earth today. But thanks be unto God, he is causing us to triumph over the enemy and over everything that is coming our way. And just to know that God is still here to correct our wrong and to change our path is more than a life of expectation for me right now. And I'm so grateful for everyone that comes on the line and that gives a portion of their heart, and just to see believers moving forth in the things of God is exciting beyond any measure that's in my mind right now. So it's good to know that we are not hiding. We are not running from the world, but we're running into battle. And I thank God for us.
I thank God for you. I thank God for Rhonda, my cousin. We've probably seen each other maybe two or three times or less, but her mother is my first cousin. We grew up together. Whenever I would go to Fort Myers to visit, people would call me her mother's name. We looked alike. And when she come to Jacksonville to visit me, people would call her mother my name, and they think, you know, we were each other. But I thank God for family. You know, we've lived, I'm probably like, I don't know, 25 years older than you, Rhonda. So, but I thank
yes.
God for you connecting. I appreciate
yes,
it. Amen, amen. Anybody else?
Amen.
Yes, this is Talana. I thought it was kind of funny a little bit. I got a little chuckle out of when Joseph actually took Simeon to hold him, because Simeon was the one that wanted to kill him, and it like initiated some things. So he held Simeon, you know, like, I'm going to hold him in prison. And then Reuben was the one that said, no, let's not kill him. Let's sell him. Don't do that. Let's sell him. And when Reuben spoke up and poured out his heart, Joseph actually listened. So it was kind of funny and strategic to me that those two that initiated or had something to do with him when he was 11 were the ones that he dealt with as he was the governor. And I got a little chuckle out of that. I was like, mm.
All right. Thank you, Sister Talana. Anybody else want to share anything? Thank God, Brother Brian got on. Thank you, Brother Brian. Go ahead, Sister Lane.
Hey, Sister Fiji.
Hey,
Brother Brian.
Brother Brian. All right. I appreciate the lesson, Sister G. You're always so thorough, and you make it so relevant to us today to take the lessons from what we're reading to apply to who we are now and what we deal with daily. I wrote down, there were so many things you said, wonderful scriptures, but I wrote down that statement that really stood out for me, and it's helping me as I'm looking at it now. You said, stand firm until the process is complete. Whatever God is doing in us, when he's purging things out of us, maybe some hurt, some pain, some disappointment, anger, or whatever we're dealing with that shouldn't be there, that has been a warfare for you to deal with, and you know that it's a battle, but the war is already won. But you said, stand firm until the process is complete. And what are we standing firm on? We're standing on the word of God. We're standing on the truth. The Bible says it's truth that was made one free. And those two words, stand firm until the process is complete. So I receive the prayer you prayed, and I speak it by faith that all those things that you prayed of wholeness and deliverance and peace for us, I just appreciate that so much, that God has sensitized you to know what we need to hear, and it's helping us. When we get off the line, we have tools to move forward as we work on standing firm until the process is complete. And some of the processes may not be complete until we get ready to leave Earth. But in the meantime, we're trusting God that he's purging us right now. He's just anything that shouldn't be there, he's burning it out. I appreciate you, Sister G, and I praise God for you.
I appreciate you, too. I thank God for you all being in my life. Oh, my God. Each one of you are a blessing. I appreciate you so much. Anybody else?
Glory to
you. This is Jesus. This is Brian. After you.
I'm sorry. Sister Glory Dean, go ahead.
Oh, well, I won't have that much, but, you know, the question was, you know, when your haters meet you in the future, will you forgive them? The future. well, we should have, in the future come, we should have grown some. So the main thing in life is we have to continue to study on love. You see, it's going to take love for us to forgive. And we have to learn love. And learn love is by doing, you know. So learning and forgiving, all this comes together. Forgiving and in the future. And I was looking at this scripture, just reading it today. It says, may the God, it's in 1 Peter 5:10, may the God of all grace who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. After you suffer a while, he's going to perfect us and establish us and strengthen and settle us. By that time, the future comes, we should be with love in us, perfect love, God says. And that's where we should love one another, and we should come to the point of knowing to forgive, because if we don't forgive others, God will not forgive us. So thank you. That's all I want to say.
Amen. Thank you so much. Excellent. Good words. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. All right, Brother Brian.
Yes, Miss. I just wanted to thank you for the message, for the part that I did here. And two things that really touched me, Sister Jesus, the first of which was when you were saying that Joseph had this vision, and when he told his brothers and he told his father, they rebuked him. And I've had situations in my life where God has showed me things or God has told me things, and I was sure that it was him. And when I relayed the message to the people that were, it was like associated with, I got rebuked. The thing about the story is that Joseph, like you said, Joseph went through this journey, and Joseph had to go through a series of forgiveness. He had to be able to forgive his brothers for the things that they did to him. And I think even for us, like going on the journey of life, there are going to be things that happen to us. We're going to be pits and traps and stuff that we're going to fall into. But everything works out for our good. And that's what God ultimately wants to show us. It is a process. He shows us the vision, but he doesn't always show us the steps that it's going to take to get there.
Yeah,
you have to be willing to take the steps and go through all the highs and all the lows to get to the destiny that he's bringing us to.
Right, that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Brian. I appreciate that comment. Thank you so much. Anybody else? And then we're going to be moving into prayer and closing out. Anybody else?
Yes, I want to, this is Sister Vivian. I want to speak on the other thing you brought out, how you can speak to the devil, Satan can speak to you, and then God speak to you at the, you know, right behind another, because that happened to me. When you're going through something real bad or harsh, the devil is trying to get you, tear you down, and the devil is just talking to you. He's throwing all his darts at you, and he's telling you you're gonna serve him now and all of that. And God steps in just like he did with Job. And God spoke, devil say, now I got you. You're going to serve me now. And the Holy Spirit say, now who are you going to serve, me or the devil? And I say, Lord, I'm going to serve you. And the devil talks to us just like God does. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Vivian. Amen. Yes, he does. And we got to know his voice. We got to make sure. And you know how we can tell the difference by keep on spending time in the presence of the Lord. If we spend enough time in his presence, we say, look here, devil. Don't you know I know my God's voice? I know that's not my God. Shut up, devil. So we'll know. The more we spend time in the presence of God, the more we'll know his voice clearer. He said, my sheep know my voice. Another voice they won't follow. So, you know, sometimes, we got to just spend a lot of time. Anybody else? And we're going to have prayer. All right. Well, it's prayer time. These are the things that we need covered. I'm going to ask Sister Vivian, can you pray for thank God for the healing of our babies. They're as far as I know, baby Chloe, and I don't know about the other one so much, but I know baby Chloe, she's doing better. Mom says she's beginning to walk now. So hallelujah. So you can thank God for our babies. And then also baby Chloe's grandfather needs a healing. He's been in the hospital back and forth. So Sister Vivian, if you could cover that for us.
Right now, okay, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you just want me to pray for the grandfather or all of them?
If you could pray for our, thank God for our babies, for their healing.
Okay.
And then pray for baby Chloe's grandfather.
Okay. That's Zoe, and Chloe, Zoe,
yes.
And I'm trying to think of their names right quick.
That's okay. I called them out so you could just pray for them.
Okay. Gracious Father God, you are gracious to us, God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for these babies. I thank you, Lord, that you caused them in one footsteps, though, God, Father God, to be ordered, God. We pray it's ordered by you, Lord God, Father God, because how can they walk without you, Lord? Thank you, Lord, for putting that into their little limbs, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for Zoe, Chloe, Kaiser, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you are great, and God, you heals. And God, we just believe in you, Lord God. Oh, God, for these children, God, in whatever they face, whatever they go through, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, oh, God, they have faced some things, but God, you're just showing yourself mightily. And we, oh, God, Father God, lift up Chloe's grandfather, God, Lord God, that your healing virtue flow through him, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Wash every part of his veins, oh, God. Cleanse everyone, oh, Father God, from any impurity, oh, God, Father, in the name of Jesus. Wash him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, his bloodstream, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you for him being a great grandfather, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you are good and you are good all the time. That's why we are bringing these to you, God, God, to see your hand work being done, God, in the lives of these children and the grandfather. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Talana, would you pray for Esther and Valerie? They both need healing. They both had procedures done and they need healing.
So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our sister Esther and Valerie to you, Lord God, coming in agreement with your word, Father, that says, and I'm reminded of you being wounded for their transgressions, and you being bruised for each of their iniquities, the chastisement of the pieces upon your shoulders, and there you said with your stripes that they are healed. So, Father, we're just thanking you for their healing, speedy healing, Father. We're thanking you, Lord God, for those that are connected with them in the field of physicians or medical professionals, Lord God, be it the ones that change the dressings to the ones that adhere the medication if need be, whatever it is that they need, Lord God, in order to speed up their healing. Lord God, we thank you that you've connected them with the right people at the right time. And even though they have those people in their lives, Lord God, we're still reminded that you have the final say-so. And we're still reminded that, Daddy, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that you don't change. So because you did healing way back then, it's the same as today. And so, Lord God, we're thanking you for, Lord God, giving them the speedy healing that they need in order to get back to the optimal life that you designed for them, each and every one of them. We're asking that their mindset be connected even the more with your word, Lord God. And when the enemy tries to rush in like a flood to bring up any form of doubt, Lord God, your word is the standard in their life. So let your word be the standard in every situation. Let your word be the standard in their vocal and audible responses to what you say, Lord God, more so than what the physicians say. And we ask all this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, coming in agreement with your word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sister Laney, could you pray healing for Pastor Tim? Pray healing for Pastor Tim.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring before you our brother, your servant who loves you, who's given his life to you. Our Father, we thank you for what you've already done in him and through him. And Father, we believe that you're not done with him doing the ministry work in the earth that he needs to do. Oh God, he needs a strong, healthy body to carry your word, a strong, healthy body to be strengthened, to concentrate on what you're saying and not be distracted by our physical ailments. So we bring all of those physical, we bring every spiritual infirmity that he has been dealing with before you now. And God, we touch and agree that you are the healer. And we know, Father, your word, your way, and your word, and your way, and your will all agree. So we thank you, Father, that healing is for him in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that wherever he is right now, that he is a candidate for the blessings of healing. However you do it, God, whether you do it miraculously, whether you do it through doctors, through meds, however you do it, it will be the way that you design. Hallelujah. You are the Alpha, you are the Omega, and everything in between is subject to you. Your word says that every knee must bow to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's in the name of Jesus we offer this prayer, God. We offer this request. Hallelujah. You said that in Psalms 138:8, you'll perfect that which concerns us. We're concerned about Brother Hill's health, his wellness, that he will be able to continue to serve and do the work for the kingdom of God. God, I pray for those around him who are attending to him, whether it be professional nurses and doctors, our wife or children, our other relatives. God, we pray for their wisdom and their patience, that they'll be gentle with him and they'll love him and they'll strengthen and encourage him as you fulfill his healing. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, God. And we take authority in Jesus' name to say that greater you that's in him than he is in the world. That's a greater work. John 10:10 says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he wants to kill steal our peace, kill our joy, and then destroy our testimony. But we declare, Father, by the word of God, that same word that says you've given us low life in Jesus and in abundance. We pray for that abundant life to be in Brother Hill's body, soul, mind, spirit. All agree on the word of God and the way of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sister Mariam, would you like to do a closing prayer?
I have a quick testimony.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Oh,
no,
time?
Sister Mariam, she wanted. Go ahead.
Okay, that was Lowe's earlier at my house. I had a washer delivered yesterday, and they didn't give me the connections to go to it. So I went over to Lowe's, and I spent almost $40 for the connection and had my son to come out and connect it up. So Lowe's sent the truck back out today to connect the washer. The man told me, he said, I'm a deacon. I was so sorry I left you yesterday without connecting this washer. And he said, take those holes back because here are the holes you bought. They're the same price. So go take these holes and get your money back.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much. Amen.
Praise God.
All right, Sister Mary, can you close this out?
Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, I come before you right now, Lord God, just to thank you right now, Lord God, for all that was said and done today in your name, hoping that you got all the glory out of whatever we've done here today, whatever we prayed about, that the prayers be answered right now, Lord God. Everything that was taught to us, Lord God, let it be embedded in our hearts and our minds right now, Lord God. I want to pray, Lord God, as we end this session, for abortion, Lord God, that you change the minds of the women that are going to have abortions, Lord God. Let them keep the babies right now, Lord God. I want to pray for peace right now, Lord God, among our people right now, Lord God, and peace in Israel right now, Lord God. I want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for Sister Gloria. I thank you for all the ones that are on the line right now, Lord God. I'm thankful for being a part of this session. Lord, continue to bless us, lead us, and guide us through this week right now, Lord God. Continue to put a hedge of protection around us right now, Lord God. All those that are sick and shut in and aching with pain, I pray for miraculous healing right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I love you, I praise you, and I thank you, Lord God. And let us not forget your word and you, Lord God, in our daily endeavors. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Sister Miriam, you know my name is Caritha, Sister G.
Yes,
I know you call
yes
me Gloria,
I know.
But...
I know.
Okay. All right. I got a new name, y'all. All right. Well, I thank God for you all. I love you. Have an awesome day in the Lord, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And don't forget, praise the Lord like you lost your mind. Love y'all. Talk to y'all soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.